It is time now for the Chatham County Roundup here on 97.9 The Hill. Each week, this segment gives us a chance to catch up with our neighbors just across the county line to see what is happening across the Chatham community. And joining me on the phone today is a relatively brand new reporter for the Chatham News and Record, Taylor Heaton, as we catch up with several things happening around Chatham County. So, Taylor, welcome to the program, and thanks so much for taking the time to come on. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Brighton? Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So how has the transition to the Chatham News and Record team been? We talk with a bunch of the reporters over there and talk with Bill pretty regularly on this segment. We know that you guys are a hardworking group. So I imagine you've just been kind of jumping right in the middle of a big election cycle.
Yes, I have been. My first day of work, I actually was covering a Pittsburgh commissioner's meeting on the very first day. So yes, I was jumping right on in.
How perfect. Well, some of the most recent coverage you've done is also in the Pittsburgh realm. We've got a really interesting mayoral election this year. So we've not been talking about it quite as much as our Chapel Hill, Carrboro, and Hillsborough races. So to just start us off, Taylor, can you share with us who the two candidates are, their backgrounds, and kind of what the newspaper is watching in this mayoral race?
Yes. So the Pittsburgh mayoral race is very interesting because we have two candidates. We have our incumbent, Jim Noss, and former mayor, Cindy Perry, who actually endorsed Jim Noss back in 2019 when she decided to not run for mayor that year. Bill and I had a conversation with both of them last week, and we interviewed them about various issues ranging from affordable housing to Chatham Parks development to water quality issues in Pittsburgh as well.
Got it. And so what kind of stands out between the two? It's not often that you see a mayor step aside and then decide to come back just one term removed. It's also not usual for that to be with somebody who they previously endorsed. So when it comes to those two candidates and that difference, what would you describe the dynamic between the candidates to be so far in this election cycle?
So what's very interesting about these two candidates is they both have a very great relationship with each other. Throughout the interview that Bill and I had with them, they were talking to each other, laughing, just having a great time with each other because they're both friends. So it's very interesting to have that dynamic going on in a fairly competitive race for the mayor seat.
Yeah, no doubt about it. So what were some of the most interesting things in that interview? We're going to be re-airing some of that conversation on Thursday this week. So listeners out there will be able to hear it. I'm sure they'll be able to find more coverage on the Chatham News and Record website as well. But to you, Taylor, what was the question and the topic that elicited the most interesting responses from both of the candidates?
Well, one of the biggest issues in Pittsburgh that many residents will tell you, and a lot of the commissioners and both the mayor candidates are concerned about, is the water quality. Both candidates talked greatly about how they wanted to pursue those issues and kind of establish solutions for those. So one of the big things that Jim Noss talked about in our interview was about the, about the water plant they recently approved and are working on now. And a thing that Cindy Perry was really passionate about was finding a solution that they can use right now, as well as looking towards the future with the water plant.
Yeah, we know that that is definitely some important conversations that have been happening for a long time in that Pittsburgh area, and so even highlighted more with recent events in that region. I'm curious, Taylor, just now kind of hopping into covering this Chatham community, was that experience being able to talk with those mayoral candidates and hearing some of the topics that, you know, they're having to field when it comes to the election cycle, was that kind of a good crash course into kind of getting caught up and finding out what some of the most pressing things are around the Chatham County community?
Yes. As a reporter, I greatly appreciated the opportunity to be able to sit down with both the candidates and kind of understand what issues are affecting the Pittsburgh community. Like you said, I started at the paper 2 or 3 weeks ago. So for me, this is all very new, and I'm not as familiar with these issues as these two candidates are who have lived in Pittsburgh for a while. So for me to be able to hear how they feel about those issues kind of helps me to understand what those issues are and help that in my coverage.
We're speaking with Taylor Heaton, a reporter for the Chatham News and Record, chathamnewsrecord.com, their website if you want to check out their work. And new edition hitting the stands tomorrow for the physical paper, so be sure to check that out. That's obviously coming up. We've got Election Day on Tuesday, early voting coming to an end over the weekend, Taylor. But what are some of the other stories that you've been able to cover so far? Have you been sent on any good assignments that have stood out to you in these first couple weeks?
So actually, I just came from a very interesting assignment this past week. Bill, from my editor, actually tasked me with coming up with a spooky story for this week for Halloween. And so I did an interesting story about the Devil's Tramping Ground here in Chatham County. And for those of you guys who don't know what the Devil's Tramping Ground is, it is one of North Carolina's most infamous haunted locations. And so legend has it that there's two paths and that there's a circle that has no vegetation growing on it whatsoever. And so legend has it that the devil walks down the path, tramps around the circle, killing anything that's in the circle plant-wise, and then goes out the other trail. And so I was able to go there on Sunday and see what everything was all about.
That does sound pretty fascinating and obviously very timely. What were your first impressions of that, and you know, what are they doing to kind of get ready for the Halloween season? Is this a big time for them to swing, for them to see people swing through and try and check out the Devil's Tramping Ground?
So the property that the tramping ground is on is actually private property. The owner, Tamara Owens, has owned the property, and her family's owned the property for over 100 years. And so she has had issues with trespassers coming onto her property. She's fine with people contacting her and asking to use the property. For example, paranormal investigators will contact her to ask to camp there and things like that. But she has a real issue with people coming, for example, this weekend on Halloween and trespassing and vandalizing the grounds. And so she and her family have been working to preserve that historical site that's been in her family for generations. But there's a lot of interesting things that do happen on that land, and I was actually able to experience some of them myself when I was there on Sunday with Tamara.
Oh, please go on. Define interesting things when it comes to a paranormal site.
So when I was there, at least, when you get to the tramping grounds, there's a red iron gate, and it's held up by two posts, and there's railroad ties, so that way cars can't back into the tramping ground. So from outside the gate, it feels completely normal. You feel completely fine. But the minute you step into the circle, it seems like the world stops. You get chills up and down your arm, and your heart starts beating really fast. At least that was my experience. And when you're in the middle of the circle, it's completely silent. You can hear everything that's happening around in the forest, which is scary in itself, but it doesn't help that sometimes you hear what sounds like footsteps. Or sometimes you'll hear what sounds like growling, but there's no wildlife in sight. So it's very interesting. And then I actually had the opportunity to walk down the trail, one of the trails that's there. And as I was walking down the trail, after, of course, I walked into a spider web. But after that, I felt what felt like something pull on my hair. And I turned around because I was with somebody. So I turned around because I thought it was them. But they were not behind me. They were in front of me. So it was very... It spooked me a little bit, and then I decided it was time to leave. but it was very interesting because I had heard about the Devil's Tramping Ground since I was a kid, and it was very cool to go there and see something that I had always heard about when I was a kid.
Oh, it sounds like a really interesting experience, especially since it's not necessarily publicly available. So if people want to go check out Taylor's story on that, learn about the history of it, seems like it'll be a good spooky news story just in time for Halloween weekend coming up. And you can find that on ChathamNewsRecord.com. We're speaking with reporter Taylor Heaton. And Taylor, we have a little bit more time here. What other recent events from around the Chatham County community are you in the paper following, in addition to obviously Halloween coming up and the election season?
All right. So this past weekend, Chatham County actually opened one, or not Chatham County, but one, there was a nonprofit, Chatham County based nonprofit that opened its doors officially this weekend called Web Squared. And what Web Squared is, it's a nonprofit that was created to help address the racial wealth gap and support Black business owners and entrepreneurs. So I actually pulled some data for this. So according to the Survey of Consumer Finances data from the Board of Governors of the Federal Reserve System, the median Black family has $24,000 in wealth, which is just 12.7% of what a typical white family will make. So what Web Squared goes to do is to kind of address that gap. And so they do that by offering mentorship programs, financial literacy and business finance classes, as well as networking opportunities for Black entrepreneurs in the area.
Got it. We know that that is, I mean, incredibly important. Obviously, it feels like the last couple of years there has been a much more wide emphasis on BIPOC businesses, and to have a nonprofit like that in such an interesting space in Pittsburgh is key, especially as we're seeing the growth in Pittsburgh, too. What stood out to you when covering that story, Taylor, and is that one that we're going to be able to see in the paper coming up this Wednesday?
Yes, you're going to be able to see that in the paper coming up this Wednesday. So what was actually interesting about this organization was the way they actually held the event to launch the organization. So it was very fellowship-based. They brought in people from across the country. Comedian Rob Santos was the MC. They had a Grammy-nominated jazz quintet there performing music, as well as a traditional African musician, as well as presentations from the different entrepreneurs. But probably the person who stole the show the most was Stephanie Terry, the executive director of the project. She has kind of taken this this nonprofit and taken it under her wing. And I wanted to say a quote from her that really spoke out to me during this event. She said, "As Chatham County grows and becomes more diverse with different people from ethnic and socioeconomic backgrounds coming here to live, a thriving, diverse business community is essential to the growth and economic well-being of our rural county. The time is now for Chatham County to fully embrace the ingenuity, genius, and business acumen of Black entrepreneurs in tangible, public-facing ways." And that was just something that stuck out to me as someone who was coming to the event to cover it. And I know it resonated very much with the people that were present there as well.
Well, once again, you'll be able to find Taylor's story on that brand new nonprofit WEBB Web in Pittsburgh tomorrow as the Chatham News and Record hits the stands for the week. You'll also be able to find it on their website, chathamnewsrecord.com, if you want to read up on some of the first stories that Taylor's published so far with the newspaper. And again, Taylor Heaton, thanks so much for taking the time to join us. We look forward to chatting with you about much more stories in the future.
Well, thank you for having me, Brighton.